Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Hi. Let's go.
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Howdy ho, neighbor. Sam Crowley, host of the Everyday Saturday Show. It's great to have you. We're back and better than ever. Monday, January 12th, 2015. Only 3 days left. Only 3 days left until 95% of all New Year's resolutions go right down the toilet. We'll have to have a big celebration, man, on Thursday's show to celebrate all the resolutions going right down. But not you. No. We have big plans for you because every day is going to be Saturday for you, for your dream, for the people around you. All those years you've been trying to crack the code and you haven't been successful and people have been counting you out and they've been right. Doesn't that suck, though? Doesn't it suck when people, hey, you're not going to do it, and then they're right? That's happened to me a billion times. And it's going to happen to me again because whenever you try anything bold in life, aside from just what average people try to do, and you're not successful, look, you're not going to be. It's just not going to happen. You might catch lightning in a bottle once in your life, like i.e. the Every Day is Saturday brand. I mean, when I launched Every Day is Saturday, I didn't even own the domain name. You know what's funny is I didn't own it, and I just had a vision. I figured, well, here's how stupid I was. And there is so much to be gained. Ignorance really is bliss sometimes because you don't know what you don't know. Like, I didn't know that you shouldn't launch a brand without first owning the domain name. You know, thank God I didn't even know that. Okay. Because then I wouldn't have done it. I would be, had I hired one of these business coaches, okay, or a life coach. Don't even get me started on a life coach. Okay. I don't know. And look, if you're a life coach, have a ball, go be successful. You're awesome. But I don't understand how you got life figured out, and you can coach people on every facet of life, from finances to emotions to relationships to business to all that stuff. Generalists get paid. Specialists get wealthy. True, true. So when I look back, and I would have had, here's how my conversation would have been with a business coach, okay? So, Sam, how are you? I'm doing good. So let's take you back. Dateline, let's say this is November 1st, 2005, okay? And here's the conversation with a business coach I would have hired with money I didn't have, okay? Oh, by the way, Mr. Business Coach or Mrs. Business Coach, I'd like to bring you on board for nothing. Oh, okay. Yeah, and I'm going to pay a percentage. Here's the conversation. I'm going to pay a percentage of all my profits from this great brand I'm going to build every day of Saturday. Okay, so here it goes. All right, we sit down in the office. Excuse me. Here we go. Okay. Hey, Sam, welcome to my office. I'm Johnny Business Coach. I'm a successful multimillionaire. I've helped launch several multimillion dollar brands in the past. Nice to meet you. Hey, nice to meet you too, Johnny. My name's Sam Crowley. I live here in Cincinnati. Thanks for flying on your dime and staying in a hotel and paying for all your meals just to come meet with me and talk about my brand. Great. Sam, tell me a little bit about yourself and what your vision is. Big plans. You know, I'm going to come on board, help coach you through all this. Oh, hey, great, Johnny. Yeah, no problem at all. Well, 3 weeks ago, I filed bankruptcy, Chapter 13, and I flushed everything down the toilet, 15 years of work. I quit my job. Whoa. Hold on, Sam. You quit your job. Weren't you a executive running a $90 million organization for a Fortune 100 company? Yeah, sure. And why'd you quit? Well, my daughter said, Daddy, is tomorrow Saturday. And so I quit because I wanted every day to be Saturday, Johnny. Oh, okay. And what was your backup plan? Well, glad you asked. I bought a sub shop, Quiznos. Toasty. You ever heard of it, Johnny? Yeah. Isn't that the one that's been like folding all over the country? Yeah, exactly. But back in the day, they were number 3 in the Franchise 100. and right behind Subway and Curves for the most valued franchises. So I threw a dart at the wall, and up came Quiznos. Could have been anything, Johnny. I was in that much pain. So I bought an existing one, didn't really know how to read numbers, and had an accountant look at it. He said, yeah, I really wouldn't do it. So guess what I did? You didn't do it? No, I did it. I went against my accountant's advice, and I bought it in January of 2005. And in the first 5 months of that year, I had a guy running it who, looking back at it now, I wouldn't have him go pick up money out of gumball machines for me. But nonetheless, I had him running the store right into the ground. And then when I quit my job on May 6, 2005, I thought I'd go full-time into it. And I ended up, couldn't save it, lost everything, meaning like everything. And so I quit my job, but I didn't have a backup plan, went broke, went back to my job. Oh, great, Sam. So they gave you your former position back? No, Johnny. They sat me in a cubicle like a zoo animal, and everybody looked at me, and I was making a base salary of $39,000. Oh, did you have much stress, Sam? Well, funny ask, Johnny, because remember 3 weeks ago I told you that I filed bankruptcy? Yeah, that was only 6 days after my third daughter was born. So I've got three girls under the age of five, no money, and sitting in a cubicle making 39 grand. Isn't that awesome? Sam, what part of this story actually gets better? Oh, well, Johnny, glad you asked. See, this brand of mine, Every Day is Saturday, I'm going to be an international motivational speaker. Do you own a passport, Sam? No. Do you need one to be international? I guess I should have known that. So, anywho, I was planning on speaking on stage, you know, like Tony Robbins, Zig Ziglar, Jim Rohn, all those great guys, Bob Proctor. Let me understand this, Sam. Oh, Sam, quick question, real quick. I think I've got a guy that can help us, though, because when we build out your domain name, everydayisaturday.com, we can put a blog and a website and a speaking engagement thing. People can hire you to speak. So, Sam, point me in a direction. How do I find your website, everydayisaturday.com? Website, everydayisaturday.com. Oh, darn it. I should have probably gotten that domain name ahead of time, right? Sam, I'm going to just leave and all the best to you, buddy. Good luck. I'm out the door. Okay. That's how the conversation would have went with a business coach back in November of 2005. See, you're waiting for like somebody or something to tell you that it's okay to get moving with your dream. When I'm telling you what, man, there ain't no substitute for getting your ass moving, okay, and making sure that you don't think too much about where you're going. Now, this isn't the only way to be successful. This isn't the right way. This is only my way, and it's the only way I know, and it's imperfect, guys. But I'll tell you, I have a lot of fun. I have a tremendous amount of fun in what I do because I've become the brand, and the brand has become me, okay? I'm speaking in Singapore next week, and I couldn't even – let me tell you something. You want to hear a funny story about Singapore? Let me tell you a funny story about how Singapore played into Every Day is Saturday. When I first launched my podcast, I got an email a week later. I had no idea what I was even saying, right? Shocker. No clue. No clue. It sounded something like this. Hey, it's Sam Crawley. Welcome to the everydayisaturday.com podcast. Yeah, I did say that, by the way, .com. Did you own .com? Nope, didn't own it. Why'd you say it? I don't know. Ignorance is bliss. Just having fun. Who cares? I figured nobody would listen anyway. What's the big deal? And so I went on and on talking about Every Day is Saturday and all that stuff. I couldn't tell you for the life of me what I said, and I'm glad because I sounded like a fool. Okay? So, but you know what? I was having fun. I'm stuttering now. I get fired up, I stutter. Okay? You know that because I'm an ex-stutter. I get fired up, I stutter. So you want to have fun being broke? Record your voice or do videos and just you don't care anymore because where are you going to go? You can't go further than broke. Where are you going to go? Minus broke? I mean, broke is, like, there's no going negative broke. I mean, zero, zero, right? I guess there's negative numbers, but hey, when you're broke, you're just broke. You have fun, man. You can only go one place, and that's up from there. Have fun. See, you're not having enough fun, man. That's the problem. You're not having enough fun. You're taking everything so damn serious. Your job, your business, your life, your relationships, all that stuff, man. And I guess, I don't know. I'm sure you've had some life-altering events happening, right? I mean, you've had a death in the family. You've had a relationship go south. You've had a financial calamity. I know you've had something. If you're old enough, it happens to all of us, okay? I lost my mom at the age of 29 years old in 1997. that's when I stopped taking things seriously. And not everything. I just started to stop taking things seriously, okay? It didn't matter anymore. Mom was the rock and soul of the family. She had her issues. She had her problems, of course, you know, an alcoholic and things like that. But here's the deal, man. You only get one set of parents. And my dad left when I was 3 months old, so mom was everything. And when you start having things like that happen in your life, I don't know how you can do anything but stop taking life so damn seriously. You're just not having enough fun in what it is that you're looking to do. You've got to understand, you can't go lower than broke. Have fun. Shoot some videos. Record your voice. Start blogging. Put yourself out there a little bit. Understand that when you start having fun, and yes, you can have fun being broke. You absolutely can. But it starts with stop worrying about what other people think about you, all right, where you think you should be in life, which I don't know why you would think that. We all got like the scorecard, the scorebook or something. Like, we all should be here and put a plot on a graph. Like, I'm 35 years old. I should be married with two kids, a white picket fence, and I should have $100,000 in my 401k, $50,000 in the savings, and I should be involved in civic activities. Bullcrap. You need to be doing what feels good to you, right? You want $20 in your savings account? If you're happy, have $20 in your savings account. Understand, though, I mean, there's consequences for every action you do. I did a show last week about health insurance and the entrepreneur, okay? That was a good show because I was just keeping it real, telling you about high cost of health insurance. I've had no insurance for 5 years or so. Was very happy with no insurance. I realized I was rolling the dice. Thank God nothing happened catastrophically in our family. But I rolled the dice, and sometimes as an entrepreneur, you got to roll the dice, and you can't worry about everything. I mean, I tell my daughter, especially my daughter Laura, I love Laura. She's 10. Madeline's 13. Laura's 10. Paige is 9, and Susan's 4 months old. But I tell Laura, because she's a worrywart, man. She gets upset about it. Like, her sister says something to her, or somebody says something to her. I'm like, Laura, hold on, girl, okay? You only get a – because there was one day, I swear to God, she fired off like 25 things she was all mad about. Like, and every I'm trying to watch whatever I was watching on TV. Me and Ange, my wife, were watching some movie or something, and Laura keeps coming in the room. And another thing that somebody did to me. Oh, and another thing? Somebody was in my room. Oh, and by the way, Paige was wearing my pajama. I'm like, oh, my God, Laura. I said, Laura, hold on, girl. Hold on. Ange, pause the show for a second. Okay. Laura, you're allowed to worry about five things. Okay, you've got a list of the five most important things in your life that you're going to worry about. Now, ideally, when you get older, I don't want you to worry about anything because worry's just a time vampire. Laura, you know a guy by the name of Mark Twain? No, Daddy. Okay, there's a guy named Mark Twain that says, I've known a great many worries in my life, most of which never happen. Do you resonate with that, Laura? No, Daddy. Okay, well, let me just tell you this. You get a list of five things that you're going to worry about. That's it. If it's not in your top five, you don't get to worry about it, all right? So take that, go back out, and think, I want you to write that list. I'm not writing a list, Daddy. Laura, make a list of the five things you're going to worry about, and that's all you're allowed to worry about. Because if you keep coming in here, you're never going to get anywhere. Think of all the things you can be doing in life, Laura. And the things that you're worried about don't even matter anyway. You're 9 years old, 10 years old. You should be outside playing in the snow or the mud or the creeks or whatever with your American Girl dolls. Have a ball, man. I'm going to turn 47 years old in June of this year. I've never had so much fun in my life. And I've had some challenges. The last 4 months, we had a baby born at 1 pound. She's been in the Children's Hospital now for 148 days, still have not brought our baby home. She has a tracheotomy. She's got tubes everywhere. I'm loving life. You know why? Because I'm keeping the main thing the main thing. She's alive. I mean, she's alive. What the hell else do I need? I've got a healthy family. That's all I ever wanted in life. I want significance, man. I don't want money. I want significance. Now, the money's going to follow because I'm adding value through different forms, which is very simple. Writing some articles, podcasting like this, speaking on stage. Oh, the Singapore story. God, I almost forgot to tell the story before the show ended. Let me get back to that. I'm all over the place. I hope it's okay. Hope it's okay when I don't have a lot of structure to the show. Okay. Listen, I uploaded that podcast that was horrible, and I get an email a week later from a gentleman named Robin in Singapore. I'm not kidding. I tell the story. If you listen to this podcast and you heard me speak from stage, I tell the story every single time. Robin sends me an email saying, Sam, my name's Robin. I live in Singapore. I just listened to your podcast. We need to bring you here. You are going to change the world with your message. We've got to get you to Singapore. I'm like, Singapore? What? What do you think my first question was? Where the hell is Singapore? Right? I have no idea. My mom got me this globe, and it was in the room at the time in my desk office there. So I started spinning the globe around. I didn't know if Singapore was next to Iowa, Russia, where it was. Okay. And I finally found it on the globe. I'm like, oh my God, Singapore? That's like at the end of the world and a little bit further than that. How did my podcast get from Cincinnati, Ohio, all the way to Singapore? And I thought, well, I'm never speaking in Singapore. That's never going to happen. And that was 2005, 2006. Now, 2015 and January 26, I'm going to be rocking the stage in front of 1,000 people in Singapore. I'm telling you, man, you can't make this stuff up. It's what dreams are all about. You know, didn't happen in a New York minute, but it happened. There was a long process to get to Singapore, and I've been on stages almost on every continent in the world, guys, speaking. And it's amazing what happens when you just have a little bit of faith, stop worrying about what other people think about you, understand, yes, even being broke, you can make a huge difference in the world. And if you just focus on adding just a little bit of value in the space that you know something about, you don't got to be the expert. You got to know everything about everything. You're never going to know everything about everything. Look, do you think there's any better speakers than me out there? Of course not. I agree, but there is. Okay? I don't need to be the best speaker. I don't need to be the best entrepreneurial coach. I just need to be Sam Crowley. That's good enough for me. It's good enough for you. It's good enough for my little tribe who follows the Everyday Saturday message. And that's all you need. Because in a few years, you're going to be dead. I'm going to be dead. Nobody's really going to give a crap about... Think about the most famous person in the history of the world. They're still dead, okay? They're gone now. Their time has come, okay? Abe Lincoln, George Washington, Martin Luther King Jr. They were here. They made a huge difference. But now their time has come and gone. And these are people who made monumental changes in the world. Like, they've changed the course of history, you know? And still, they're gone. So your time here, if you're not going to be the next Martin Luther King Jr., if you're not going to be the next Mother Teresa, if you're not going to be the next Abraham Lincoln or George Washington or anybody like that, you can still make a difference in generations of your family. And the ripple effect, by quitting my job, I changed generations of my family. I just did. It happened. You know, and I guess I'll talk about that down the road, but because I don't want to make the show about me and decisions, but I just want you to see life through the lens from which I view it, all right? And understand, no matter what lens you're viewing life through right now, it's pretty damn good, right? You don't have to look at your bank account every day to remind yourself how little money you have. Why don't you look at the brand you want to build and the difference and the value and the content that you want to create and just go with that, man. If it feels good, go with it. You don't need permission from me or anybody else. But at some point in time, you're not going to take a breath. It's going to be over. All of it's going to be over. And you're going to look back and think, what in the heck was I ever thinking about, worried about? There is no worry out there. I mean, worry is just a generated emotion that comes from a lack of confidence, that comes from a lack of experience. Get the experience by taking action, and the worry goes away. Are you with me? Powerful show today, man. Very powerful show. I appreciate you listening. And I also appreciate you going after your dream. I also want to remind you this month in January is Work Directly with Sam Crowley Month. If you want to work directly with me to build your brand, your career, your coaching business, whatever, your speaking, consulting, anything that has to do with a dream, send me an email, sam@everydayisaturday.com. sam@everydayisaturday.com. Put coaching in the subject line and I'll reply. Yes, it'll really be me. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Everyday is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter @SamCrowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Everyday is Saturday.